To the redeemed, it is highly refreshing. God's word never changes. In Malachi 3:6, it reads, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." Hebrews 13:8 speaks of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. God's word is the truth. John 17:17, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." In Noah Webster's 1828 American Dictionary of the English Language, he uses John 17:17 as his primary example in the definition of truth. Man's truth of yesterday, on the other hand, is debunked by his truth of today, and his truth of today will be debunked by his truth of tomorrow, but real truth never changes. The Word of God never changes. The earth was still created by God in 6 24-hour days 6,000 years ago. There was an Adam and an Eve in a garden paradise called Eden. There was a fall from grace. Yes, Noah and the flood, giants on the earth. An average lifespan before the flood of 911 years, David and Goliath, and the ultimate marvel of marvels, virgin-born Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, all are true and never-changing. Have you found the never-changing truth? Truth is a person. John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Revelation 19:13 names Jesus Christ as the Word of God. Surrender your life today to the truth that never changes. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, John chapter 10, verse 1, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." God said, Luke 17:20-21, "And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo here, or Lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you." God said, Revelation 21:1-5, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful." Man said, physicist Brian Greene explains how properties at the black hole's surface, its event horizon, suggest the unsettling theory that our world is a mere representation of another universe, a shadow of the realm where real events take place. Now the record. On God Said, Men Said, several features have been published concerning science's quest to unravel the mysteries of the universe and their frequent theorizing that we are not alone, but may in fact be a universe separated by another or multi-universes by the very thinnest of membranes. Discover Magazine, a publication dedicated to science, published a multi-page feature in their December 2013 issue titled, "Do We Live in the Matrix?" with the subheading, "Physicists Have Proposed Tests to Reveal Whether We Are Part of a Giant Computer Simulation. But would you want to know the answer?" Stay tuned for the very shocking truth. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature article 667 that will once again prove the full inerrancy of God's Holy Bible. All of these features are archived here in text and streaming audio for the edification of the redeemed and as fishing bait for the lost souls of men. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. There are three convenient features on God Said, Man Said that many have found very useful. One, you have questions? God has answers. Whatever your question, type a keyword in the search bar, top right, and watch the screen populate with related information from Adam and Eve to quantum physics. 2. Use the tell a friend feature above to send a message to someone you love. It is so quick and easy. 3. Imagine you can download to your electronic device nearly 170 hours of God Said, Man Said features. Listen to one every day. Thank you for visiting with us today. May the face of our God shine upon you with light and truth. We were created by God to harmonize with Him, to enjoy His blessings, and to be fruitful and multiply. We were immortal, but one day, a second voice was heard in paradise, Satan's. In an act of unbelief and disobedience, our grandmother Eve followed the second voice, and Adam followed Eve. That paradise and immortality was lost, and since that day, the fallen have been trying to recapture that place of eternal bliss, but they have been trying to climb up another way. Jesus said in John 3:19-20, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved." Man was created by God with a spiritual interface that was left vacant when God was rejected. Since the fall, man has tried to fill that vacancy with other gods, various lusts of the flesh, and today many have embraced man's science as their solution. But unfortunately for the sons of Adam, Jesus Christ, whom they have rejected, is the only way. It's amazing and beautiful to know that they always end up here. Carnal man rejects and ridicules the childlike who believe the Bible, but after their most sophisticated search, they end up here, inadvertently confirming the very word of God they have debased. We hear them knocking, but they can't come in. Only children of faith have the key. Man is looking for another way. When evolutionist Dawkins was pressed about the absurdity of life forming from a universe that exploded out of virtually nothing, and then complex life developing by pure chance, he suggested that it is possible that we were seeded from outer space. And of course that's true. God, His Christ, the Holy Ghost, the angels, etc., are all from outer space. God created all that you see and don't see by Christ Jesus. When Mr. Dawkins referred to seeding from outer space, he was not thinking Jesus Christ. 53 years ago, SETI, Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, began its operations monitoring the heavens, trying to intercept alien communications, but they have not heard a single peep. SETI has just gone through a very expensive upgrade. Their ears are wide open. Had they only read their Bibles. The born again have not only become children of God, but we communicate with God and His Christ and the Holy Ghost, the ultimate extraterrestrials, on a daily basis. We hear His voice, and He hears ours, and the believer even has a secret supernatural language to communicate with when ultimate communication is desired. Click on to the Holy Ghost series for amazing information. SETI is trying to find another way. As mentioned above, the subhead from the feature "Do We Live in the Matrix?" is: physicists have proposed tests to reveal whether we are part of a giant computer simulation. What would you want to know? End of quote. What man yearns to understand, the children of God not only understand, but literally function in this parallel universe, which they know as the invisible kingdom of God. Believers actually pass back and forth through these dimensions continually. Several paragraphs from December 2013 edition of Discover magazine follow. In the 1999 sci-fi film classic The Matrix, the protagonist Neo is stunned to see people defying the laws of physics, running up walls and vanishing suddenly. These superhuman violations of the rules of the universe are possible because, unbeknownst to him, Neo's consciousness is embedded in the Matrix, a virtual reality simulation created by sentient machines. The action really begins when Neo is given a fateful choice: take the blue pill and return to his oblivious virtual existence, or take the red pill to learn the truth about the Matrix and find out how deep the rabbit hole goes. Physicists can now offer us the same choice, the ability to test whether we live in our own virtual matrix by studying radiation from space. As fanciful as it sounds, some philosophers have long argued that we're actually more likely to be artificial intelligences trapped in a fake universe than we are organic minds in the real one. But if that were true, the very laws of physics that allow us to devise such reality-checking technology may have little to do with the fundamental rules that govern the meta-universe inhabited by our simulators. To us, these programmers would be gods, able to twist reality on a whim. So should we say yes to the offer to take the red pill and learn the truth, or are the implications too disturbing? End of quote. Theoretical science postulates that it could be possible to create a makeshift universe good enough to fool its inhabitants, again from Discover. We may be able to fit humans into our simulation boxes within a century, says Silas Bean, a nuclear physicist at the University of Washington in Seattle. Bean developed simulations that recreate how elementary protons and neutrons join together to form even larger atoms in our young universe. Legislation and social mores could soon be all that keeps us from creating a universe of artificial but still feeling humans, but our tech-savvy descendants may find the power to play God too tempting to resist. They could create a plethora of pet universes, vastly outnumbering the real cosmos. This thought led philosopher Nick Bostrom at the University of Oxford to conclude in 2003 that it makes more sense to bet that we're delusional, silicon-based artificial intelligences and one of these many forgeries rather than carbon-based organisms in the genuine universe. Since there seemed no way to tell the difference between the two possibilities, however, bookmakers did not have to lose sleep working out the precise odds. Unfortunately, our almighty simulators may instead have programmed us into a universe-sized reality show and are capable of manipulating the rules of the game purely for their entertainment. In that case, maybe our best strategy is to lead lives that amuse our audience in the hope that our simulator gods will resurrect us in the afterlife of next-generation simulations. End of quotes. God is from everlasting to everlasting. This dimension, this universe, on the other hand, is just over 6,000 years old, and this experience will soon come to a screeching halt. The inhabitants of the earth will go on to their eternal reward. Those who reject Christ will spend eternity in another place called the Lake of Fire, while the citizens of the invisible kingdom spend eternity in God's new heaven and new earth. They always end up here. Consider some of the questions that science is pondering and the scripture verses that follow. Is this the real universe? 2 Corinthians 4:18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. 2 Peter 3:10 through 13. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of the Lord, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat? Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. James 4:14. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. Hebrews 1:10 through 12, And thou, Lord, in the beginning, hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they shall wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. This universe is temporal. That which is real is that which is eternal. In the August 2013 issue of Scientific American, in the feature titled What is Real, you'll find the following excerpt. If neither particles nor fields are fundamental, then what is? Some researchers think that the world at root does not consist of material things, but of relations or properties such as mass, charge, and spin. End of quote. Are we being manipulated or affected by outside sources? And do the outside sources interact with us? The answer, of course, is yes, from the very beginning. Genesis 1:26, and God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." 2 Timothy 2:24 through 26. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, and meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. James 4:7, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Acts 10 verses 1 through 6, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodgeth with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Can these beings from the other universe do things we cannot? Are they subject to the same physical laws of nature? Acts chapter 12, 7 through 10. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, Cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. And when they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. And when he had spoken these things while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. The author of the feature, Do We Live in the Matrix, writes, In that case, maybe our best strategy is to lead lives that amuse our audience in the hope that our simulator gods will resurrect us in the afterlife of next generation simulations, end of quote. They always end up here. Could it be any more obvious? God said, John chapter 10, verse 1, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. God said, Luke 17, 20 and 21. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo here, or Lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. God said, Revelation 21, 1 through 5, And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. Man said, Physicist Brian Greene explains how properties at the black hole's surface, its event horizon, suggest the unsettling theory that our world is a mere representation of another universe, a shadow of the realm where real events take place. Now you have the record.